Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, no pain, no gain. Sweat plus sacrifice equals success. Pay the price. We shall overcome. Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. Maybe you're thinking, help, I've fallen and I can't get up. Doesn't quite rank up there with the others with we shall overcome. Maybe you're thinking it's not inspirational. Maybe you think that it wouldn't make a good poster in my day or a good meme today. Maybe. Well, maybe I will change your mind today. We in our suffering show that we have fallen. All have fallen short of the glory of God. All have fallen. And you and I, we complain, blame, avoid, and cause. First, we complain. Why does this have to happen to me? Why does it always seem like it's me? Why, Lord? Thousands of moms could have been diagnosed with cancer. Why did it have to be mine? And we don't see the spiritual benefit of suffering. We know that we don't like it, so we complain. We complain to our family. We complain to our friends. We complain to complete strangers while riding public transportation. We complain to anyone who will listen. And in doing so, we have fallen in our faith. And we not only complain, but we also blame. We say things like, I am sick and tired of Steve at work. He never seems to get off of my back. He's behind most of my problems. Or, if that doctor would have half a brain, he would have seen this coming. He would have given my husband medicine before his heart condition got worse. Or, the problems just keep coming. God, can't you stop this? You're supposed to take care of me, God. This is your fault. Can't you just hear yourself? Complain, complain, complain. And we blame others. We blame them. We blame the suffering on incompetence of others, on the measures of other people. And in so doing, we have fallen in our faith. We complain and blame, but we also avoid. Many say we live in a time where we can worship freely. Suffering for faith isn't a problem as it was in historical times. Society has changed. Tough question. Has society adapted to Christians, or have Christians adapted to society? We bring up our faith when it's comfortable. The reality is, the reason that we rarely suffer for our faith is that we've arranged our lives in such a way that we don't have to bring up our faith. We're silent about it at work. We're silent about it with our friends. We're silent about it at sporting events. We're silent about it in every aspect of our lives. And in so doing, we have fallen in our faith. We complain, blame, avoid, and we cause. How many of you had a bad day at work and came home and took it out on the first person you saw, your spouse or kids? Surely, I'm not the only one. If I have to go through it, others might as well go through it as well. And in so doing, we have fallen in our faith. With every complaint and every statement of blame, our spiritual feet fall out from under us. We drop to our knees, not because we suffer so unbearable from our sin, but because our attitude has weakened our spiritual foundation. And under the weight of our sin, we've fallen. And no, we can't get up. But from that humbling perspective, we can see the one person who remains standing. The only one person who remains standing, Jesus Christ. Because of his suffering, we who have fallen do get up. You know, Jesus didn't relish hardship and difficulty any more than we do. In the Bible, it says that he prayed, "Father, if this cup can pass from me." And yet Jesus is the one person who endured all suffering, faced every kind of pain, and stands firm. Christ knew what it was to suffer, and because of it, our faith stands firm. Christ did not complain. Never once did we hear a "why me" or "not now." Instead, it's, "Father, your will be done." Did you hear it? "Thy will be done." And our faith stands firm. And Christ did not complain or blame. Jesus didn't hurl back accusations at those who were taunting him on the cross. Instead, Jesus says, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And our faith stands firm. Christ did not complain, blame, or avoid. Some call for him to come down from the cross if he is the Son of God. Instead, he hangs there in agony until we hear, "It is finished." And our faith stands firm. Christ did not complain, blame, avoid, or cause. Christ willingly endured every suffering, because with every crack of the whip that knocked him to the ground and every piercing nail that caused him to slump on the cross, we can stand firm. Therefore, the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed. Romans 8:18. That's what sets Christians apart. We have hope, and our faith stands firm. When we respond to suffering with a positive attitude, people will notice. God uses hardships to give occasion for Christian witness. And we can approach problems with confidence, knowing that Christ did not remain slumped on the cross. On the third day, he stood up. And he has overcome all suffering and all problems. And because Christ dwells in us, we will overcome too. His resurrection enables us to stand up in the face of suffering. We can stand firm against those who mock or belittle our faith. We can stand firm against sickness and disease in this world. We can stand firm with confidence that we will stand with Jesus on the last day. And this the confirmands will do. Annie Bauer, Maddie Kaler, Cale Clark, Abby Gabell, Rory James, Faith Reynolds, Peter Rocca, and William Wittich will stand. They will stand here before the altar of God. They will stand before the cross, and they will confess their faith today. At Jesus' name, these young men and women will bow their knees, and with their tongues, they will confess that Jesus Christ is their Lord, that he is their Savior, who redeemed them, lost and condemned persons, purchased and won them, not with gold or silver, but he won them with his holy and precious blood and his innocent suffering and death. And he rescued them from all sin, death, and the devil, all to the glory of God the Father. And they will promise not to fall away from the faith, even unto death. Just as you have done, just as you have stood before this altar or the altar of your childhood and made that same confession as you stood before the altar and said, I believe in God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I believe Jesus Christ has rescued me from sin, death, and the devil. I believe. And I will not fall away from it, even unto death. This they can do. This we can confess because of our God's good and gracious will. The good and gracious will of God is this, that our sins are forgiven, that salvation, even life everlasting, is ours. Because of what Jesus has done, because the Holy Spirit has brought it to us, because of the will of the Father. I've fallen and I can't get up. Okay, maybe it's not so good. But help, I've fallen. And with Jesus we stand up. To that, I say amen. Now may God of peace equip you with everything good, that you may do His will through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.